Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In Massachusetts, heat inside homes is seen as necessary for survival, but cooling has been optional, more of a luxury for those who can afford it. But as we set record summer highs, some of the state's warmest communities say that no longer makes sense. WBUR's Martha Biebinger begins our story in Chelsea, where the winners of an air conditioner lottery are getting deliveries this week.
A white Chelsea Department of Public Works truck parks in front of a brick apartment complex where two lucky residents wait for their new air conditioners. Cesar Cortez calls them to let them know he's arrived.
Aquí estamos afuera con tu aire, con el air conditioning, okay?
Cortez continues down his list to Josefa Mendez. Her portable unit is placed beneath a shrine to Our Lady of Guadalupe. Mendez asked the saint to deliver her an air conditioner.
I have my Virgin there that I pray to every day. My son filled out the application because I don't know how to read or write, so I told him, Mijo, you fill out the application because God willing we can win the air conditioner.
Mendez, a housekeeper, lost work during the pandemic and is 2 months late on her rent. She has asthma and several other ailments that are worse when it's hot. Mendez says you can tell these air conditioners look expensive, like something people with jobs can buy, but people like her can't easily afford. Chelsea received more than 700 applications for 73 air conditioning units the city has to give away. Chelsea chose winners based on income, illness, and family size. Funding is from the Barr Foundation, which hopes to jumpstart discussions about cooling aid. That's happening in Chelsea. Alex Train, the city's director of housing and community development, says Chelsea may start requiring builders and landlords to provide a cooling system as they are required to do with heat.
You know, historically, cooling hasn't kind of risen to the top as a priority. Although now, given the increase in the number of days that are over 95 degrees, as well as just the general increase in average summertime temperatures, cooling is of paramount priority.
Some doctors, nurses, and other healthcare providers are also trying to figure out how to make sure patients with lung ailments, high blood pressure, heart problems, and some mental health conditions stay cool as temperatures rise. Dr. Aaron Bernstein is a pediatrician at Boston Children's Hospital.
What's shocking to me is that health insurers will pay for all kinds of medical devices for which there's extremely limited evidence that they affect patient outcomes. But we have decades of research and hundreds of studies that show that air conditioning is critical for survival for people at risk during heat waves. And yet insurers don't cover it because they see it as not medically necessary.
This is all part of a larger debate about how and who should provide cooling aid. Heat waves this summer in the Pacific Northwest and Canada have already killed more than 200 residents. A 2020 study says as many as 12,000 premature deaths every year in the U.S. could be caused by working outdoors in the heat, worsening chronic conditions, and stroke.
Deaths, while very important, is only the tip of the iceberg in terms of the health impacts.
Greg Wallenius studies heat-related deaths at the BU School of Public Health.
There is certainly mounting evidence that more people go to the emergency room on following days of high heat.
But boosting use of air conditioning is controversial. Some public health and environmental leaders worry that more demand for electricity will exacerbate the problem they're needed to address, global warming. Wallenius appreciates that concern.
On the other hand, it's hard to imagine, or it's hard for me to imagine, how we justify withholding a potentially life-saving treatment from people that are at high risk of heat-related illness.
Wallenius says the solution is more efficient air conditioning. Many lower-income residents have another worry: how to afford a higher utility bill. There is some emergency utility assistance in federal relief laws coming out of COVID. But longer term, Massachusetts does not distribute federal aid for cooling the way it does for heating. The air conditioners Chelsea is giving away come with a $300 utility assistance check, something the city hopes to continue in summers to come. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.